Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
What's up, yo, man? Here we go.
It is the Plan B Morning Show, and I'm going to get right to it because we got a lot to cover. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud. Distributing stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam or hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
Touchdown. Hey, here's the guy who scored a touchdown. Boom. Let's talk a little NFL, man. It's happened. It's happening and it's happened. Yesterday, the Saints beating the Lions 35-29. Which was wild, man. Listen to it. We were coming back from camping yesterday. Yep. Caught some of it on Rock 107 WIRX, ladies and gentlemen. They are 1-1 here on the old rock station. But when I turned it on at first, it was 14-0 Lions. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. And then literally we stopped to get gas and turn the car back on. I'm serious, Brock. We went and got gas,
yep,
turned the car back on. And it was like 28-14 or something. It was like, what?
It's quick,
dude,
man.
Dude, he scored what? How many? In like how many minutes? What's going on? But that's just how it happens at the Lions. But they ended up playing pretty decent at the end there. Came back a little bit. Kind of was thinking maybe they might be able to. But no. No. Saints are struggling a little bit. Just saying.
I it's interesting because Drew Brees has always been an elite quarterback, but he's never been in the elite quarterback conversation. We've had this. We've talked about this numerous times.
But I don't know if he holds all the records.
He does.
Every record.
But right now they're saying his long ball is gone. In the last 5 years, he hasn't, like, his longest pass in, like, the last 5 years. It's kind of crazy, that stat. But that doesn't mean he's still not precise. However, this year, though, it almost looks like he's lost a step a little bit compared to the Drew Brees that we've known for all these years, you know?
To me, he looks a little bit more frantic. Like, he looks more on edge, you know what I'm saying?
Not
on
quite edge, as cool nervous and calm and collected in the pocket as he should be.
Yeah, I've never seen the guy lick his hands as many times as he's doing it this year, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just,
it's a nervous tick. That's what it is, you know?
Yep.
That's what I would do a lot when I would get nervous. I'd kind of get that. I'd start licking my fingers a lot. You know, quarterbacks do that. They lick their fingers for grip on the ball, basically. That's why they're doing it all the time. But it is. It's a nervous tick, and you can see it. So, Colts yesterday beating the Bears 19-11. Watch that game, man. And that was just kind of a boring game, I'm going to be honest with you. I was waiting for the Bears to really, like, kick it in gear. They just couldn't.
How did Foles do? How did Foles do?
Foles didn't do as well as he did in the fourth quarter last game. That's for sure. So they say there's a big thing with Foles, they were saying. It's like when he comes off the bench, he's just like, he's insane. He just goes ham when he comes off the bench. But you start him, he starts slow.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get him in the groove. I don't know. It's weird. It's kind of like when he was at Philadelphia. He comes off the bench and just kills everybody, smokes it.
You know,
but then he started. Then he went to Atlanta, right? I think he went to Atlanta. Then he sucked starting.
That's an interesting little take on there. Maybe without the kind of, I don't want to say pressure, but it is a pressure. All right, you get put in, you're there. It's like, okay, I got to prove it. I got to prove myself here. Let's get it. But now when you got the starting job, maybe you're a little more lackadaisical. Maybe you're just that need to prove switch doesn't get flipped.
That's just crazy because, man,
there
when
is
he's on
something
fire,
too,
that boy's on fire.
There is something, too, to him being in the league as long as he has and not finding a starting job and holding on to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess we'll see, man.
Yeah,
we'll see. So it was week two for Foles. They were there with the Bears. I wouldn't be too worried with the Bears fans. I think he's better than Trubisky. That's still my opinion. I'm going to stick with that. So tonight, listen to this, man. New England, the Patriots, got rescheduled to play the Chiefs at 7:05 because Cam Newton tested positive for the Ocaroni. So, no Cam Newton tonight. It's going to be an awesome night of football, guys. Tonight, not only the Patriots and the Chiefs playing at 7:05, the Falcons and Green Bay are going to be playing at 8:50. You get a doubleheader for Monday Night Football, and it's going to be a good one, man.
Now, here's the thing.
I kind of wish the Cam was playing, though, because I really want to see Cam
and Patrick Mahomes go head to head there for the first game.
You brought up something that I didn't realize. Right now, the Patriots are picked to win. But then you said that Cam's not playing. So if Cam's not playing, I don't think the Patriots have a snowball chance in hell. I don't think they do.
There was a Hoyle's coming in. Is that who it is?
Something like that.
So, yeah, betting man, you're going to have to bet with the Chiefs on this one.
I don't know
if it was the spread made before Cam.
It had to have been because they were supposed to play, and it was kind of last minute news. A change. So I'm sure it was done before they said, hey, Cam's out. So
You got the Falcons and your Packers tonight. How do you feel about that?
I think the Packers got it. I do. They're playing lights out football right now. And Rodgers is on a fantastic run. I think the Packers got it. And the Falcons, Atlanta, that's another team, man. I just you can't put a finger on what the hell is going on with it.
You know, that's weird. I believe from what I heard on the radio yesterday, because we had some driving time to do yesterday, and they were talking about the spread of the games. And I want to say Atlanta has a spread, which is weird.
Because everyone's been dogging the Packers for the last 5 years. It's been insane. Like, not they're done, washed
up. You shouldn't, though, after the first after these first games. Aaron Rodgers on fire. I don't know why they would do this. So is the spread a betting man, or is it stats? It's got to be stats, right?
But if you're going to look at stats, there's no way the Falcons have outstated the Packers this season. No.
So did I hear yesterday, is it probably just some guy betting? Yeah. Betting on the Falcons.
Yeah.
There's no way stat-wise that you would be that you would bet against them.
Yeah.
There's no way.
At this point, I wouldn't, and I'm not gonna. So we'll see. But anyway,
nice. Last night, real quick, NBA Finals. The Heat beating the Lakers, man, 115-104. LeBron James walks off the court with 10 seconds left in the game. It's kind of weird. So, yeah. Not a good thing over there. LA leads 2-1 that series. But Lakers not looking too well last night. I caught a little bit of it. And, they just basically smothered them, man. Miami was all over them last night. And who knows? So maybe you'll see some better finals than we originally thought going into it. So Heat winning last night, 115-104.
Nice.
And, there you go. That's your sports this morning. I got more stuff, but I'm going to save it for next hour because I'm talking a lot.
Sounds good. Your sports has always brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock winning show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 723, Brock Hunter.
Sup, kid?
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit.
You know what's funny? I just realized I had my mic off. I was talking to you off air for like 5 minutes, and I was wondering, why is he not responding to anything I said?
This jerk.
God, dude. I seriously was like, is he busy? What's he doing? He's not even typing. That's hilarious.
What a jerk.
I'm a moron.
What a jerk. This guy, I'm trying to ask him questions.
I thought I pissed you off. I'm serious. Jeez, dude.
What did I do? God. I'm sorry if I hurt you. No, I'm here, buddy. You just got to have the microphone on. That's all.
There you go.
That's all. You'll
be. I'm the moron. Damn it.
No, wait. It's got to be your bull.
I feel better now. I feel better.
I'm sure it was something stupid. Anyway, sports. It's time for sports. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets, hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Right. Hey, Bud.
All right, let's get it out of the way, NBA, because we got a lot of football to talk about, man. Last night, the Heat beating the Lakers 115-104. LeBron James walks off the court with 10 seconds left. Pissed. Just piss. So could be an interesting series there. LA leads that series 2-1. Some good basketball to be had, but it's kind of tough to watch basketball when there's football on.
Football
is so much better. Here we go, man. NFL yesterday. I'm going to go through a lot of scores. All right. We're going to get through the scores, and we'll talk about some local stuff here. The Saints beating the Lions 35-29. Colts beating the Bears 19-11. Tampa Bay beating the Chargers 38-31. Cleveland beating Dallas 49-38. Damn, dude. High scoring game there. Mm-hmm. Baltimore beating Washington 31-17. Pittsburgh beating Tennessee. Or no, they're going to be at Tennessee. What was that, a postpone? Oh, yeah, that's right. Titans got postponed.
Yep.
Because of the old Coroni. Carolina beating Arizona 31-21. Cincinnati beating Jacksonville 33-25. Seattle beating Miami 31-23. Let's just see. Philadelphia beating San Francisco 25-20. So some scores there for you tonight. Big football. Honestly, it was a pushed back game between the Patriots and the Chiefs because the old Cam Newton got the old Coroni. Can't play if you got the Coroni, man. And he broke his silence. So there are interviews of him talking about it, which is pretty interesting. So he might be out for the next few weeks. They do have a bye week, I think week six, which might be an advantage for the Patriots, which they don't need any more advantages, for God's sakes. But not going to see Cam for a while. So I think Hoyle's stepping in tonight. But that game's at 7:05, which is awesome because it is right before the Atlanta-Green Bay game, which is at 8:50. So you get a doubleheader tonight. What a better thing for a Monday than having two football games, one during dinner and one after dinner when you're just full and laying on the couch.
So, and that's like four really good teams too. I mean, overall, when you look at it, like, I mean, that's some good football in one evening. You don't get that a lot, man.
So Rodgers on fire, man. He's been on a roll. And it's interesting because he is now on a podcast, the Pat McAfee podcast, every Tuesday. And it's fun listening to him because you're like, man, is it going to be the week he loses? And how is he going to be on the podcast? That's kind of what I'm thinking. But dude, he is so just like, does he smoke weed? Does he smoke weed?
Who?
Rodgers. I mean, obviously he doesn't because he's in the NFL. But dude, the guy is really mellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, whatever. Like, you know, I'm out there and I'm just smashing it.
I think
he's relaxed.
He's become zen. He's accepted where he's at. It is very dangerous. It is very dangerous, yeah.
You know, it's one of those points. I think you're in your peak when your mind gets there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like if I wish I had the mind I do now in the sports and, you know, with my body and had the body I had back in the day. Back in the day, my mind wasn't there, man. It was wandering. There were a lot of things walking around that I was interested in. But it's just, wow, he's on fire. Yep. You're going to see it tonight. I guarantee it.
I hope so. I hope so. And I hope this season doesn't get screwed up because, of course, they're having an amazing run. I know we're only three games in, but if they keep this up, man, it's going to be a good season.
And real quick about the Lions, because there are a lot of Lions fans out there. Last night, your defense sucks. Your defense is terrible. Well, I mean, is there a defense out there? I mean, all you had to do was stop them one more time, and potentially you could have won that game last night. But, yeah, it's either one week it's Stafford or the next week it's the defense.
Just can't win.
It's just every week on Facebook, just fire the whole thing and restart. It's the old rebuild comments. Yeah, dude, I love it. Yeah.
It's a rebuilding year. Rebuilding year.
It is funny, though, because you watch them and you're like, dude, they're not bad. It's not like every week they could win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, potentially it's pretty like, oh, dude, just this and that. They could win. So hang in there, guys. Hang in there. There you go. That's your sports this morning.
Nice. I love it. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.